I'm going to present an analysis on the uptake of rotavirus vaccine and adherence with ACIP age recommendations for rotavirus vaccination. So a little background that we've already gone over, but I'll go over it again. We'll be discussing Rotatec, the rotavirus vaccine that's a pentavalent vaccine. It was recommended by ACIP in February of 2006, and it was recommended as a three-dose schedule to be given at 2, 4, and 6 months of age. The first dose should be administered at 6 to 12 weeks of age, with subsequent doses administered 4 to 10 weeks apart. No doses should be administered after 32 weeks of age. The schedule that was set for Rotatec, the age recommendations are consistent with the ages at which Rotatec was administered during pre-licensure clinical trials. A previous rotavirus vaccine, RotaShield, was removed from the market due to an association, with intussusception. The greatest risk for intussusception was noticed after the first dose of RotaShield. This graph illustrates the age distribution of background rates of hospitalization for intussusception. You can see that the rates of intussusception hospitalizations increased dramatically from birth to 6 months of age, peaking between 5 and 6 months. The arrows on the graph illustrate the ages at which Rotatec is recommended for administration. These ages were set by ACIP because of a lack of pre-licensure safety data on Rotatec administration in older infants in whom intussusception rates are known to be higher. Current post-marketing data for Rotatec do not indicate an association with intussusception. However, providers should continue to adhere to age recommendations until more post-marketing safety data are available. So the aims of our analysis were to assess rotavirus vaccine uptake, to assess rotavirus vaccine coverage, and to assess adherence to rotavirus vaccine age recommendations. We used three data sources for our analysis. The first data source were immunization information systems, known as IIS. These are confidential computerized records of vaccine administration for a defined geographic area, and data come from healthcare providers, vital records, and billing systems. In 2006, approximately 65% of U.S. children less than 6 years of age participated in an IIS. Our second data source were IIS Sentinel sites, and these are population-based subsets of the state IIS coverage area that we mentioned above. They represent at least 10,000 children less than 6 years of age and have at least 90% participation by providers and enrollment of children. They also have procedures that are in place to increase completeness and accuracy of their data. Our third data source was the Vaccine Safety Data Link, known as VSD. This is a collaborative project with CDC and 8 medical care organizations. They collect data on more than 5.5 million people annually, and that includes comprehensive immunization histories. They also incorporate routine data quality checks to improve the accuracy of their data. So now I'll move on to the results of our analysis. In this graph, we see the results of rotavirus vaccine uptake. The graph shows rotavirus vaccine doses administered in immunization information systems in 27 states by month. From May 2006 through May 2007, 1.1 million doses were administered. In May 2006, only 3,000 doses were administered, but by January 2007, more than 100,000 doses were being administered each month. Next, we'll take a look at the results of our analysis of rotavirus vaccine coverage. In this graph, we see first dose rotavirus vaccination coverage among children aged 3 months in IIS Sentinel sites by quarter and by site. For the 2004 through 2007 Sentinel site project, the Sentinel sites were Arizona, DC, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, and Oregon. In the third quarter of 2006, coverage ranged from 0 to 37% at the Sentinel sites. By the fourth quarter of 2007, coverage ranged from 50 to 67% with a mean of 58% at the sites. This demonstrates a marked increase in rotavirus vaccine coverage levels at all Sentinel sites. After assessing rotavirus vaccine coverage at Sentinel sites, we wanted to compare those coverage levels with coverage levels of other routinely administered vaccines. So we chose to compare rotavirus vaccine coverage levels with diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, and pneumococcal conjugate vaccines. This graph shows a comparison of dose one coverage for infants aged 3 months in IIS Sentinel sites as of May 15, 2007. Rotavirus coverage ranged from 40 to 65%, while DTaP and PCV coverage ranged from 70 to 92%. Demonstrating that rotavirus coverage has not yet reached coverage levels of other routinely administered vaccines. This is to be expected, given that Rotatec is still a recent addition to the vaccination schedule. So for our assessment of age adherence, data were reported by week of age at administration and dose number in the series. Data were reported by IIS, Sentinel Sites, and the Vaccine Safety Data Link. The Data Vaccine Administration determined the dose number in the series, so that the first date of vaccine administration counted as dose one. So here we see the results of our analysis of age adherence. These graphs show administration of dose one of rotavirus vaccine by week of age at administration. IIS Sentinel site data are shown in the top graph, and Vaccine Safety Link data are shown in the bottom graph. The shaded area illustrates the recommended age range for dose one vaccination, which is 6 to 12 weeks. We found that 85.9% of 53,000 first doses in Sentinel sites were administered within the recommended age range. In the Vaccine Safety Data Link, 92.8% of 41,000 first doses were administered within the recommended age range. In both data sources, we see small blips in the graph at 17 and 26 weeks of age. The doses administered around these ages represent the majority of doses administered outside of the recommended age range. So when we saw that the majority of doses administered outside the recommended age range were administered around 17 and 26 weeks, we wondered if these were really first doses that we were looking at. We knew that the data vaccination was used to determine the dose number in the series, so we thought it was possible that these could actually be second or third doses that were recorded as first doses because a previous dose was missing from a child's record. The ages coincide with the timing of second and third doses of infant vaccines, including rotavirus vaccine. So we decided to look at only children who had three doses in their record, assuming that the first date of vaccination for those children was more likely to be a true first dose. So here we see the results of our age adherence analysis for dose one when we restricted to children who had at least three doses in their record. We found that 95% of 22,000 first doses administered in IIS Sentinel sites were administered within the recommended age range, and that compares to 85.9% in our previous analysis. In the Vaccine Safety Data Link, 98.6% of 26,000 first doses were administered within the recommended age range, compared to 92.8% in our previous analysis. So we see an increase in the percentage of doses that were administered within the recommended age range when we restricted our analysis to only children receiving at least three doses. However, you can see that there are still small, they're very small, blips in the graph at 17 and 26 weeks in Sentinel sites and 17 weeks in the Vaccine Safety Data Link. So these haven't disappeared entirely. Next, we wanted to assess general adherence to the 6 to 32 week schedule for any dose of rotavirus vaccine. And we found that at most, 0.2% of doses were administered at less than 6 weeks of age. And at most, 1.8% of doses were administered at greater than 32 weeks of age. So it was very rare that a dose was administered entirely outside of the 6 to 32 week schedule. Some of the limitations of our analysis are that the results may not be nationally representative, so they might not be generalizable to the population on the whole. It's also likely that vaccinations may be missing from children's electronic records, so this may result in an underestimation of vaccination coverage levels. So in summary, uptake of rotavirus vaccine continues to increase since licensure. Approximately 58% of infants 3 months of age in Sentinel sites had received one dose of rotavirus vaccine in the fourth quarter of 2007. However, coverage remains lower than other routinely administered vaccines. Adherence to ACIP age recommendations is very good. Of all of our analyses, 85.9% to 98.6% of first doses were given according to the age recommendations. And vaccine is rarely given entirely outside of the recommended age range of 6 to 32 weeks. And I'd like to thank all of my collaborators on this.
Great, thank you, Haley. And we'd like to try to answer any of your questions or receive some comments from you all on this presentation.
Matthew Santosham from Johns Hopkins. Thank you, it was a great presentation. In a way, I'm actually very disappointed that you had such good adherence with the schedule. a lot of us, including Umesh, work in developing countries, and it's totally unrealistic to think that we can give these vaccines within that window. I have two questions, both unfair questions. One, how comfortable would you be in going to third world countries and knowing that will be given, a big proportion will be given, a substantial proportion, I don't know whether it's 20, 30% will be given outside the window, for the first, even with the first dose? And secondly, how long would it take, given that this very good adherence in this country, to actually generate data which would make us more comfortable to expand the window even here? I told you it's unfair.
Do you want to? Okay, sorry, what was your first question again?
How comfortable would you be going to third world countries where you know mm-hmm. that it'll go beyond the window, that the first dose will be given, or even right. the third dose will be given beyond the window?
I guess my response to that would be we don't have any data to say how comfortable we would be, and that judging by the results of this, we don't expect to have data to say how comfortable we would be. We know that the current data show that we don't think we have an association with interception, but beyond that. And Margaret, I'll let you answer since you're working on that.
Well, for part two of Matu's question, you know, regarding how long would it take for the U.S. to generate data on the first doses in older children, it's going to take a very long time. And the reason is exactly as Matu mentioned and Haley demonstrated, providers are thankfully adhering quite well to the recommendations. And our very robust data systems are monitored by FDA and the Immunization Safety Office, as you'll see when Panina presents that. And really the strongest data are in the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And that's a large managed care organization data source that works with CDC on these vaccine safety issues. And as of a few months ago, there were only about 5,000 first doses in that system that were given at greater than 13 weeks of age. And most of them were given very close to 13 or 14 weeks of age. So that's just 5,000 doses in about 2 years of monitoring. So to really answer the question well, you need these children monitored very closely, like we believe can be done in the Vaccine Safety Data Link. Beyond that, it's really going to be hard in the United States to get the kind of data that everyone wishes were available so that perhaps these vaccines could be used more broadly in age groups outside the U.S.
Can I ask put Umesh on the spot? What do you think is the possibility that these vaccines may actually be protecting from intussusception based on the data available?
I'll answer that, Madhu, but I think just a comment to follow up and add to what both Margaret and Haley said, it's unlikely that at least for the foreseeable near future, we'll have data on safety of this vaccine given in older infants. Your point is very good that in developing countries, if you don't give this vaccine beyond 12 weeks of age, you will essentially reduce vaccine coverage substantially, 30, 40, 50% in some countries based on their timing of uptake of the first dose of DTP. And so there will be this policy discussion of what level of comfort do you really want to allow vaccine coverage to go up and reduce a lot of disease and death in developing countries, knowing if you have good data on safety in the recommended age and there's no major concern. So it is setting up for a very interesting policy discussion. Your question on whether these vaccines will protect against intussusception, I think that's a good question. We have some anecdotal data and intriguing data from clinical trials, particularly with the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine, which is not yet licensed in the US, where when they looked at a subset of children that were monitored for a year in that trial, they actually saw a significant reduction in intussusception incidence in the vaccine arm versus placebo. And you could raise hypotheses if natural disease caused intussusception, then the vaccine may well be protective. But I think we'll get more data from some of the post-marketing surveillance to address that. While I have the mic, I'll do some advertisement for Matu. He's going to be giving the Hilleman lecture at 6 o'clock, and he's done some real pioneering work on vaccines and other issues in American Indian populations. So do come for that in the grand ballroom.
Hi, just real briefly. Stephanie Irving, I actually work on the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And I just wanted to add to the age range thing. I have a poster tomorrow starting on Rotatec in the same topic, I have the interim results up to 170,000 doses, 160, I guess. And I want to say that there's only been 60 doses out of 160,000 given prior to 6 weeks for that first dose. So we're looking at, you're talking about older kids, but I wanted to say too that it's really not being given before it's recommended.
So. Thank you. And one last question for right now.
Greg comment? Armstrong from CDC. Just to follow up to the earlier question, because providers are adhering so well to the recommendations, we're not getting any safety data or very little safety data for doses given outside of that range, but we are getting a lot of safety data for doses given within that range, and it's my understanding that with RotaShield, that there was an increased risk even when the vaccine was given at the younger ages. So the question is, with the safety data that we have right now, can we exclude that we're not seeing that same level of risk that we would have seen if the risk had been at the same magnitude as what was seen with RotaShield?
Okay. In the vaccine data link system, which other people here who work on that might want to answer, add to this, as Panina is going to present some of those data, that yes, a risk at the level of RotaShield has not been identified, and so that has been ruled out. As you all know, it can take, you know, hundreds of thousands of doses to rule out any very, very small risk. So again, it depends on, you know, the level of risk that people are discussing around this issue. But at this point, a risk at the level of RotaShield has been ruled out in the age group for which it's being given. And so you're right. You know, I think people will need, and in the working group, we have discussed this at length in different aspects. But, you know, the question will be how much can we use the data in the vaccine group that's getting it, use that data, and can we extrapolate that to, you know, a comfortableness with possibly administering in older kids? And I think it's just a very different issue in the United States than it is in the developing world. And since ACIP develops recommendations for the United States, at this point, our recommendations are pretty much following what's currently out there.